There was a classical writer by the name of Hesiod, H-E-S-I-O-D. He described a great planetary conflagration and a flood several thousand years before that was brought about by the appearance of a heavenly body known as Typhoon. He said the appearance of this terrible celestial body caused the earth to wobble in a strange manner and to ultimately shift its axis of rotation. When it shifted, it caused great destruction and a total altering of the earth's normal seasons. And it was caused directly from the passing of this typhoon. And the word typhoon in the Orient came from this event, described in all this literature. It's spelled with two O's in the Orient today, but it was one O in the writings. And the word typhoon in the Orient for these high magnitude hurricanes was used to describe powerful and destructive tropical storms because of what happened in the past. The ancient historian Diodorus Seleucus, many people who had to take Greek literature have heard of him. He reigned during the time, or he lived during the reign of Julius Caesar between 60 and 30 BC. He recorded in the remote past, that was from his day in the past, that a celestial object that they call Aegis, A-E-G-I-S, flew through the sky, raining fire upon the earth, setting forests and cities ablaze from India to Europe. Now think about that just for a minute. Is there any scriptures in the Bible, any at all, that might have any say-so about such happenings? Look in Revelation 8, verse 6 to 9. Revelation 8, verse 6 to 9. And the seven angels, that's the seven last trumps before Christ returns, which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to blow. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. It looked like blood because it was so red, it emitted dust from it that made the rivers look like they were blood, the streams. And they were cast upon the earth. And a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. What did it say that happened way back a long time ago? The identical thing. Is it going to happen again? According to Revelation, it is. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. Yes, it looked like it was blood because of the red that was emanating from it. And a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third part of the ship were destroyed. Commerce world over destroyed, shipping industry. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. Yes, these are the trumpets, the first ones. Hail, fire, what looked like blood, the oceans, the rivers turning to blood. Could it have been this passing object? A little more description may help us. The ancient Greeks and Egyptians clearly possessed historical records of several cataclysms that have struck planet Earth in the past. Cataclysms that were so severe they altered the very rotation of the Earth, making the moon, the stars, and the sun appear to move strangely in the sky when we know it was only the Earth's irrational movement that caused that to look that way. Was the passage of this bloody comet, known as Typhoon or Aegis, the ultimate cause of these catastrophic changes to planet Earth in the past? Is that what is going to cause it to happen again in the future? Could our society, with all of its modern technology, be largely ignorant of these ancient accounts? Accounts that were at one time in the distant past considered common knowledge. To be exact, there's whole civilizations left today that are very anxious because they have said every 3,600 to 4,000 years, this comet of destruction comes through and they go up on mountains ever so often. Every 52 days to be exact in some cultures, and look into the heavens to see if it's approaching. That's the anxiety that those cultures in South and Central America have till this day. Once again, the ancient Greeks and Egyptians seem to indicate by their written histories that these catastrophes happen suddenly and with little advance warning. These catastrophes came in a fixed timetable, every 3,600 to 4,000 years. Could it be that we could predict even today that we're getting close to this? Jesus Christ told us to watch. When all these events in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 are about to come to pass, the entire book of Revelation, when they're about to come to pass, look up because something dynamic's going to happen. And it's not going to be just the return of Christ, not at first. It will be to save mankind. Even the Mayan civilizations right here in Central and South America, they have written in their literature that there were destructive cycles of the earth brought on by a great red comet.